for Mother and Child, a United Nations radio feature to mark Human Rights Day 1975, the 27th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Have you ever heard someone say, "Kids are kids, children are children, they should be seen, not heard," or something like, "Young and tender, immature, and no discretion. Are kids just only kids?"
We may be young and not full grown, but we have problems of our own. Kids are people too. Oh, wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo. And though we're small, we do our best to do our thing just like the rest.
Children are people too. In fact, they are a special people. This is why, 11 years after it had adopted a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a Special Declaration of the Rights of the Child.
The United Nations General Assembly, on November 20, 1959, unanimously adopted and proclaimed a Declaration of the Rights of the Child, affirming that mankind owes to the child the best it has to give, and stating in 10 principles the special safeguards and care that all children need and deserve.
For example, the declaration says,
"The child shall in all circumstances be among the first to receive protection and relief. The child shall be protected against all forms of neglect, cruelty, and exploitation. He shall not be the subject of..."
"No father, no mother. I have an uncle, don't I?"
"The child has a right to life."
"I have a grandfather, and he'll prevent me from dying because he has a hospital."
"R, B, C, D, E, F, G."
"The child is entitled to receive education, which shall be free and compulsory, at least in the elementary stages."
"Cinco, seis, ocho, nueve, diez, once, diez."
"The child shall have full opportunity for play and recreation, which should be directed to the same purposes as education."
"I'm going to tell you a joke. Pete and Repeat sat on a fence. Pete fell off, and who was left?"
"Repeat."
"Oh, brother, you're making me repeat it all over again."
"Let's see.
The child shall enjoy benefits of social security. Fine. He shall be entitled to grow and develop in health."
"Go ahead.
Again?
How can one make education compulsory when there are not enough schools to begin with? What does the right to good health mean when there are only a few hospitals and doctors? How can children play and enjoy recreation when they are starving or weak and undernourished? Well, this is why UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, for almost 30 years now, has been assisting governments throughout the world to make the life and livelihood of children much better. UNICEF not only has its own programs, but also works closely with other agencies of the United Nations. As we hear from the head of UNICEF, a lot still has to be done to help the children of the world enjoy their right to health, their right to education and food, and so on.
"Despite all the development efforts of the past three decades, the needs of children in vast areas of Africa, Asia, and Latin America are greater today than they have ever been. In urban slums and scattered rural communities, 85% of these children have no organized health care. In rural areas, a similar percentage are without any sources of safe drinking water. Less than half of the children in the worst-off countries are even enrolled in primary schools. And in some areas, the proportion drops to one-third or one-sixth."
The Executive Board of UNICEF has appealed to the UN General Assembly to take into consideration the situation of children and do something to help them, especially now at this time of world economic problems. As we hear from the Secretary General of the International Catholic Child Bureau, the rights of many children in the developed nations of the world need to be fully realized too.
"Such needs are those related to the rights of the child,
the legal status of the child, the respect due to the person of the child, the total development of the child, including the development of his cultural identity and moral values.
The UN General Assembly has been discussing the possibility of a worldwide observance of 1979 as an International Year of the Child, so as to increase public awareness of the needs of children everywhere. Speaking of children, especially small children, one cannot help thinking of mothers and motherhood.
Do you have a mother?
I do have a mother.
She's nice, my mother.
They're special. Mothers, all of them are special.
I know what I think of mothers.
What?
They're nuts.
I won't tell you.
You have to. If you won't tell, that means you don't know. That means you're lying.
Well, you do know?
I only know one thing. You shouldn't lie to your mother. Because God doesn't like that.
Whether a mother straps her baby to her back while she pounds manioc in her backyard for the family dinner, or whether she rocks her baby to sleep in a pram or a cradle, a special relationship exists between mother and child. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, realizes this and has expanded its children's programs to include mothers.
UNICEF realizes that for the good of the child, and UNICEF is supposed to be the advocate of the child in the developing countries throughout the world, that the proper care by the mother is the surest guarantee, even before the child is born. Unless the mother is well-nourished, is prepared for the birth of this child, the child may enter the world in a disadvantaged state.
In a sense, UNICEF is also assisting both mother and child in providing daycare facilities for the child while the mother works outside the home. Let's take a peep in a creche and find out what goes on in there.
We have a very informal, easygoing program here, children from the ages of 6 months to 3 years. And we have a creative learning environment here where we encourage the individualization of each child's development as the stage comes along.
Oh, I have to pay for a babysitter to come take care of the other child so I can come volunteer here because the other child's too young to come. I work as a writer and editor, but I stopped working when the child that I have here in the creche was born, so I haven't worked for approximately 2 years.
We encourage mothers to come here and spend the day with us as volunteers because we think mothers are such a very important part of their child's development.
You can say Humpty Dumpty sat on a... what?
No
Humpty Dumpty. Taking care of a child is a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work and time-consuming. I'm at home all day with a child who really doesn't speak, but I think it's very important to him that he have my presence while he's very young. And I just have to give up my career until he's old enough to go to school.
One mother at that particular creche stayed home for 16 years to take care of her children.
And I went back to college, graduated, now I'm in college to get my master's. I got an education bug after my children got done. I got bored at the house. I got bored since I had no children at home, and it was very boring, and I wanted to do something with my life. So I think it has worked out just marvelous.
There is, of course, the universal question of whether or not mothers should leave their children in daycare centers while seeking employment outside the home. Here's a child's view.
They should have a right to go to work. Because sometimes the husband goes somewhere else and they're like, where would they get the money from? So they should have a right to work or find a part-time job, something.
Listen to a mother's view.
I think it's a good thing. It keeps me going, and also, since the children are not in the house, I have to occupy myself with something else during the day. When the baby is young to stay home, the mother should also stay home to keep the baby.
And here's someone who's not a mother.
I think mothers should have an opportunity to contribute to the society in which they live. What we need are good facilities and high-quality teachers for daycare centers, combined with warm family life, in order to bring up children who are well-rounded morally, intellectually, and physically.
Not all mothers leave their babies in daycare centers.
Like, my aunt, who has a baby, goes to work because I have my grandmother who takes care of the baby instead.
Yes, grandmothers. Here's one.
Мне думается, что дети – это самое дорогое, что у нас
I think that children are the most expensive thing we have. Therefore, I consider it my duty to take care not only of my own children, but also to help my daughter's children as well.
As some see it, having someone else, grandmother, aunt, nanny, is not without its problems.
I don't like a colleague of mine to leave her child at home and come, but unless it's absolute necessity. If she comes on the job, half the time her mind is away at home if she leaves behind a sick child or if she leaves behind a disturbed child at home. And that doesn't give the full work that we expect them to give. I suppose there's no alternative.
You have to get a maid or a nanny, and you can never be sure that they look after your children well. You ask your mother or your grandmother or so on. But these days, I mean, the grandmothers are intelligent. They are working themselves. You see, they don't have much time. So, I mean, the pattern of life is changing.
There is a declaration of the rights of the child. Although there is as yet no formal declaration of the rights of the mother, the 1967 Declaration on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women does cover many of the basic rights of mothers. The United Nations Commission of the Status of Women has over the years made recommendations concerning the rights of women, including that category of women called unwed mothers and their children.
Es un problema que se acentúa cada vez más porque evidentemente como
This is a problem that is evidently receiving more and more attention these days. If the law of a country establishes differences between the innocent child born out of marriage and the one born of married parents, this in itself sanctions the scorn heaped upon the child of the unmarried mother.
Among the recommendations in the plan of action adopted by the 1975 International Women's Year Conference, was one of interest to that category of mothers and children.
The International Women's Year Conference in Mexico recommended that unmarried mothers be granted full-fledged status as parents and that children born out of wedlock have the same rights and obligations as those born in wedlock.
Well, it's nice to know that the international community does recognize that both mother and child, whatever their nationality or status, have certain rights, which should be protected by all possible means. We end this program with some thoughts of children by someone who has entertained children all over the world and whose entertainment has produced millions of dollars to care for children and help them realize their rights, Danny Kaye.
Children understand affection, they understand love, they understand kindness. I mean, in general, children have built-in radar. I think what anybody sees in the eyes of a child is the basic desire for freedom within himself. That is very, very difficult to achieve when he's hungry. That is very difficult to achieve when he's sick. That is very difficult to achieve when he has no roof over his head.
That was For Mother and Child, a United Nations radio feature for Human Rights Day 1975. Your narrator was Vicky Jackson of Guyana, aged 13 years.